The Lake House, written by Kate Morton and read by Caroline Lee. It hadn't crossed my mind to write a story, let alone a mystery, until after the war. How I treasured that book. I carried it with me everywhere and developed a predilection for notebooks I've never lost. I wrote an entire mystery novel, my first, in the notebook I received for my 15th birthday. Footfalls scuffed on the steps outside, and Peter looked at the clock. The front door opened and he heard Alice in the hall. Peter? In the library, he called, hitting the shutdown button so his page reduced to a single electronic speck. I was just finishing up. Cup of tea before I go. Yes, please. Alice appeared at the door. I've a few matters I'd like to discuss with you. She looked tired, more fragile than he was accustomed to seeing her. She seemed to be wearing the day's warmth in the creases of her clothes, her skin, her manner. Any messages? She said, sitting down to remove her shoes. Jane called about the new novel. Cynthia wants to talk about publicity, and there was a call from Deborah. Deborah? Alice looked up sharply. Only half an hour ago. But I just saw her. Is she all right? Did she leave a message? Yes. Peter shifted interview files aside to find his note. It's here somewhere. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. He found the piece of paper and frowned at his own scrawl. Deborah was always formal on the phone, but today she'd been unusually circumspect, insisting that he repeat her message to Alice verbatim, that it was important. She said to tell you that she did remember him and that his name was Benjamin Munroe.